Incumbents rarely go down in politics. However, this June 7th, we know for certain that one sitting member of Congress will be ousted.
George Holding is beholden to those groups.
Renee Elmers is the incumbent in North Carolina's 2nd U.S. House District.
Yeah, it's a lot of double talk, it's a lot of spin, and I have to come back and explain it.
And George Holding is the sitting congressman from the 13th. Of the 435 members of the U.S. House, these are the only two squaring off in a primary. Experts had already pegged Elmers as vulnerable last fall, before federal judges ruled that two of the state's congressional boundaries were illegal racial gerrymanders. State lawmakers then redrew the boundaries, and Holding was left out of his district. Legally, candidates for U.S. House don't have to live in the districts they serve. Holding lives just 6 miles from the new 2nd, so proximity is one reason he chose to take on Elmers. Another is her record. Holding is among those who say she isn't conservative enough, a point he made several times during a recent debate.
We had an amendment to prioritize the deportation of sexual criminals who are illegal immigrants. Ms. Elmers was the only Republican to vote against that amendment.
Here's how she responded later in the forum.
My goodness, are we not doing that now? Is that not what we are doing? Did we need to pass an amendment that went nowhere? Is a pedophile not a prioritized criminal to begin with?
Along with voting for an Obama budget and working with former Speaker of the House John Boehner, Elmers set off many hardline conservatives when she helped to pull an anti-abortion bill in January of 2015. That measure would have banned abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Oddly enough, Elmers was first elected 6 years ago as a Tea Party-backed newcomer to Washington. Now, Koch brothers-backed Americans for Prosperity is running ads against her.
Americans balance their budgets, work hard. Renee Elmers promised to do the same, but she became part of the Washington problem.
Some of the most conservative groups are backing Holding, and while there are not many significant policy differences, the two are squabbling. Elmers has criticized Holding for spending little time in the state and for all of his overseas trips paid for with tax dollars.
Members of Congress, if they want to know what is going on, do not trust the Obama administration or the Secretary of State to tell you what's going
on. So is this much ado about nothing?
Oh, wow. So this is about Barack Obama. So George Holding's spending of the taxpayer dollars is about Barack Obama.
But what about your...
You get the idea. During his 2 terms in Congress, he has a record as conservative as anyone, a fact that would surely make his former boss Jesse Helms proud. The newly drawn 2nd congressional seat shifted north and east. It now includes all of Harnett, Franklin, and Nash counties, along with parts of Wake, Johnston, and Wilson counties. It's seen as conservative-leaning, but less so than the previous seat. David McLennan is a professor of political science at Meredith College.
You know, there are 3 types of races in politics. There are issue races, there are personality races, and they're called structural races, which have to do with who comes out.
Not many are expected to cast ballots in this one. Turnout will likely be in the low double digits. McLennan says this will be less about issues and more about persona.
Do you want the more reserved George Holding, the former federal prosecutor, and that kind of personality that's not going to necessarily overwhelm you with charisma? Or do you want a Renee Elmers who has a little bit more charisma, who has been in Washington slightly longer, who's been connected with House leadership over the years?
A 3rd candidate, Greg Brandon, is also in the battle for the 2nd congressional. The obstetrician has lost 2 previous bids for elected office. Brandon owes nearly $175,000 in taxes, which he blames on Obamacare, and a jury ruled that he misled investors to the tune of $250,000. It's unclear just how Brandon factors into this race or if he could swing the outcome. In this odd political year, 2 incumbents are vying for a spot in the 115th Congress. The voters will decide on Tuesday. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.